Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
Once upon a time, there was a podcast, and that podcast decided to go down memory lane and pick up little stories to bring to its listeners, stories that they would be somehow able to connect to the world of investments and money. And the podcast was called the MoneyWise Podcast. Welcome to the show. This is Sheetal. I was trying to go for this whole, you know, storytelling approach over here, but clearly I'm not the storyteller. We have experts who will help us draw connections between these very famous parables, fables, tales that we've heard from mythology and so on, and connect it to the world that we are interested in upskilling ourselves on. So that is really the thrust of the MoneyWise podcast. We begin that particular format with this episode, and the guest who's going to be joining me is Sneha Jain. Sneha is founder and CEO of Wealth Trust Capital Services. She has a master's degree in accounting and finance from the London School of Economics, and clearly she will turn out to be a master storyteller by the end of this episode. And we'll all live happily ever after. But first up, you know, the ant and the grasshopper. I wanted to give you a small little sample of what this, or summary of what this story was all about. Here it comes.
Once upon a time, there lived an ant who, typical of her kind, was disciplined and diligent about planning for the future. One summer day, a grasshopper chilling in the grass noticed her storing grains away for the harsh winter months. Since winter was nowhere close, the grasshopper mocked her for her silliness and carried on with his singing and dancing. When winter came, it brought with it a shortage of food, and the grasshopper, who had frittered summer away on song and dance, found himself with a begging bowl outside the ant's doorstep. It was the ant's turn to laugh at the grasshopper as she turned him away for mocking her throughout summer.
If you're wondering what the MoneyWise podcast is doing, giving you stories that you've already heard 5,000 times, either told by your grandparents or your parents at bedtime, well, don't worry too much. That was just to refresh your memory in case you had forgotten what the story was all about. And Sneha, tell us a little bit about this idea of stories that we've all heard and connecting them to the world of, you know, money, investments and so on. How do you see the two coming together?
Thank you, Sheetal, for having me. And I'm really excited to, you know, talk about this story and how this really links to investment. I'm actually a very new mother, maybe like 5-6 years old. So, when I talk about these stories to my children also, this is something that really popped up. So I feel it's a great way to, you know, think about a story in the past, you know, when what we've learned as a child, and, you know, link it to something which we can do practically. So, you know, this is such an important fable. This is such an important story to link to investment. Investment is also giving a lot of time and being consistent, so that when the goal arises, you don't really need to run helter-skelter to make good that money, or you need to, you know, look out for your emergency fund, etc., to take care of your goal. So it's very, very important in investing to give time, to do investing in a systematic format, follow prudent risk management and asset allocation, so that when the time arises, you're not in a position to not meet your goals because you didn't plan in advance. Mm-hmm. So to circle back to the original point of the grasshopper and the ant, it may be that, you know, you invested in a really good company and the market is not doing well for probably a couple of years. And because you invested very last minute and now your goal has come in and you need to liquidate when the market doesn't support to liquidate. So, you know, you'll get in a position or in a desperate situation to liquidate and come out of a good investment just because, you know, your situation is such. So do not do that. Give your investments time, just like the ant did. Plan well in advance and don't be the grasshopper in the story.
The moral of the story is quite clear, right? The fable teaches us the virtues of hard work and planning from the future. Now, from what you mentioned, what do you think you've observed in client behaviors, which is not advisable, or typical behaviors that are not going to result in anything particularly great as an outcome for clients? Any examples that you can share with us from your practical experiences of engaging with?
Absolutely. So a lot of people, right, when they are young, they don't have dependents. They have much lesser expenses. They never think of the future in a format where, you know, there'll be a lot of more responsibilities, dependent parents, dependent children, growing older, thinking of retirement. So when they have lesser expenses, they do not really aggressively invest or invest systematically. And we've had those many experiences from clients. So I'll give you one example. When a client was almost 54, nearing retirement in 4-5 years, he wanted to plan education for his children, post-grad, and he wanted to plan his own retirement. And he had just 4-5 years to invest until he was getting paid his salary. So, you know, that short term, a period to invest where you need money for retirement for the next 30 years becomes a very difficult proposition. So because he didn't think of it much in advance and then was not really the ant, today he has very less time and he has to be very aggressive about his investments to really make compounding work for you. Because in normal course, it takes about 8 years for compounding magic to really start working. And a lot of individuals also underestimate how much they would need to take care of their life goals. So what they do is they look at the expense today and they think, yes, okay, so this expense is, you know, what they have today. And they only estimate that expense for the next 10, 20 years and not adjust it for inflation. And that's where, you know, if they're not investing in products which beat inflation, of course, you know, longer term goals will be very difficult to kind of achieve. Also, there are a lot of investors who would really spend beyond their means. Like, you know, I've seen a lot of people buy like an iPhone when your salary is just about 70,000-80,000 a month, and you're buying an iPhone which is a lakh and a half. So that again is a lot of spending and not thinking like an ant and saving up and spending how much you should.
So you pointed out the typical things or errors that people make when they begin their investment journeys. One of them obviously is not starting early enough. The other one is not accounting for things like inflation and living in the here and now and expecting things will remain exactly the same 20 years down the line, which is never the case. And then also, of course, living beyond your means when you have not started an investment journey. So that, I think, is an important set of takeaways. Now, we've also seen that a lot of investors rush to plan and save their taxes towards the end of the financial year. Now, I want you to help us understand how this fits into our story. Also, investors generally have goals and dreams and aspirations. That bit is taken care of. I want to have a house by the beach by this time. I want to send my children abroad for studies and so on. But they may not really act on realizing those dreams or aspirations. In fact, they may do things like choosing to have cash in their portfolio and not really investing it and thereby losing out on that opportunity to create wealth in the longer term. And we know that procrastination does have these, you know, does leave these deep scars of regret. Therefore, if you can tell us how investors should plan their journeys towards the realization of their dreams. So two questions over here, essentially.
Yes, so that's so right, Sheetal. A lot of investors only think about tax planning at the, you know, dead end of the year. And a lot of time, the kind of exemptions that are allowed, they are not able to even invest that total amount because they don't have that kind of surplus left to invest. So if you're investing systematically through the year, you're in a much better position to kind of ensure that you've taken care of all your tax exemptions when tax planning. Then second is definitely people are very scared of market noises. You know, they're very scared of investing in the first place because they must have heard from people or from their experiences of how they've lost money. And again, that also worries people to take care of their goals. They don't know the right products or the investment asset classes to invest in as per their risk appetite. So it's very important, again, to plan these goals and ensure ensure that your money is making money while you are sleeping, because anything lying idle in a cash account is definitely losing money because of the inflation than making you forget, even beating inflation. So that is a very important part in planning. So to go about it, what can one do, right? One can start with just dipping their toes in the water. So what I mean by that is going to a product where you don't take the risk which you will not be comfortable with. So they can start with very simple products where the equity exposure is lower so that they do not get very worried by the volatility that it will give you. So it's better to start with very basic low volatility products that will be at least better than keeping it idle, you know, or, you know, just sitting in cash because someone said, oh, the market is very expensive. Oh, the market is really just falling so much. Let me wait it out. Nobody can time the market and nobody can just follow the herd. Like, you know, last year when small caps did really well, right? I mean, a herd mentality would be, oh, you know, these funds are giving me this staggering return. So I will just put all my investments there and then they would have a bad experience. So do not follow herd when investing. It's very important to assess your goals and probably just dip your toes in the water rather than just jumping into the water.
Fantastic, Sneha. Some lovely takeaways that connect the story of the ant and the grasshopper to our own investment journeys. And I want to, you know, close on that note as well. Any final words of advice to our listeners from your personal experience, what you've learned through your own investment journey, perhaps, that links back to the story that we began our podcast with?
So I was just looking at some statistics, and if you see the BSE Sensex itself in the last 20 years has given about 14% kind of a return. But who has stayed invested for 20 years is the point. So if you look at funds and if you look at, you know, data, statistics, you'll know that it's barely any investors who would have stayed invested for such a long time in any fund for that matter, which is, you know, hugging the benchmark. So the idea here is to be consistent, to stay invested in good, bad, ugly times as well. If building wealth was a very short-term affair, we'd all be very wealthy, isn't it? No, it is a boring process. It is like an ant. Be an ant, you know, just consistently keep investing and stay invested, and you will be good to go. And for those listeners who prefer being aggressive, it would be best for them to kind of stay invested, you know, select the right products and just go with the volatility, asset allocate in a way where you don't give knee-jerk reactions to every market dip and every market noise which is out there. Trust the process. Trust that staying investing will make magic happen for you.
And one last question, and this is totally out of syllabus. You know, I was just thinking about it. My favorite comic books and stories that I read in childhood that somehow stayed with me. For me, I think it was Cinderella. Something about rags to riches kind of stories always appeals to people, right? And maybe some other day we'll try and connect this rags to riches. I don't know if it's possible, but we'll see how it goes. Which one was yours?
I would say, you know, anything short-lived. I like, you know, even the three pig story, right? Where, you know, one pig business, the house with a straw and one with sticks and the last one builds it with bricks and the one with bricks takes the longest time. So anything which, you know, is built brick by brick, it's going to stay forever. So it may take time, but that wealth is something that has been created over time. So anything that is done consistently will always be more rewarding than anything which is very short term and happens very quickly.
Superb. The three pigs. There you go. Maybe you've given us an idea for another podcast going forward on the MoneyWise series. Thank you so much, Sneha, for joining us in today's show. It's been really fun learning about these morals from the ant and the grasshopper from you today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by Bandhan Mutual Fund. Check out the rest of our series for more insights on investment and personal finance. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.